brand new series. Say it with me out loud. Believe it.
Or?
One more time. Believe it.
Or not.
Amen. Let's go. We're rolling now, Raj. Come on. Believe it or not. Did you ever go to Ripley's Believe It or Not? You ever been there? Yeah. I remember doing it as a kid. Yeah. And you know, no, there's no way. And you go to this place, and look, you see some of these things. Look at that rascal. Wow. Whoa. Man. Woo. My goodness. And that's the way you are at Ripley's, Believe It or Not. You just can't believe it, can you? Say with me. You just can't what? Believe it. But you see it, so you what? You believe it. Well, what about what you can't see? I've got a message series today starting called Believe It or Not. I want to encourage you in your faith. Okay? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not what? Seen. Don't you want more faith? Wouldn't you like to believe more? Say, wouldn't you want to have more confidence and trust in God? Let's talk about it. Over the next few weeks, a brand new series. I happened to be watching a movie the other night, and there's different ways I'll get a new series. Most times it's somebody will speak to me or the staff will talk to me, or sometimes it'll be like this. I was watching a movie, and the guy, it was a good movie. I guess it's a religious movie too. Guy was preaching, gave just a little bit of his sermon. Wasn't much to it in that what I heard him preach. It was just, you know, it was just like sort of watered down story time. That's my view. And then a circumstance happens. His faith is tested. His belief grows. The preacher gets back a while later after some trials, and he speaks differently. Speaks about heaven. Yeah, like he really believes it. And you know what? The leaders in the church wanted to fire him. Because you can't be believing that stuff in that book like that, you know. Did you hear me? Yes or no? And I'm sitting there watching a great movie. I enjoyed the movie. No problem with the movie. It just didn't have a thing to do with the movie. But that's how the Lord spoke to me. And I've done this for a long time. This has been my life for 32 years since I came to Englewood, pastoring. And I just marvel at people that say they're Christians, yet they don't believe God. You know what? I don't want that to be us at Fellowship Church. Did you hear me? Yes or no? I want us to believe God. Come on! And I'm going to encourage you to believe God over the next several weeks. That's what I'm going to do. You hearing me now? Let's go with the message. So, message, now it's going to be a little different today because it's a message certainly from the Scriptures, but it's from my heart because the Lord touched me. He's been speaking to me a little bit on this over the last several days. And we'll see over the next few weeks how we do. Let's go with the message today. Well, so that movie, I saw the movie. It made me think. And so this was the direction I was going to take. So I wanted to examine and I wanted to look at what Christians believe. I've looked at a lot of polling in my life over the years, Christianity, different things about America, whatever. They do these polls. How many have ever heard of Barna? Put your hand up. Well, it's a leading pollster, absolutely. So, you know, they do a good job. You can trust them on what their polling data does. So, are y'all with me so far? Say. So, a recent poll by the Barna Group of self-described what? So these are people that say, well, are you a Christian? Yes, I'm a Christian. They describe themselves as a what? As a Christian. So, a poll of self-described Christians revealed the reality, and these are my words, of a believe it what? Not Christianity. So many who are Christians have a believe it what? Not. Well, I want me a believe it Christianity. Did you hear me? I want people to say, I might not like Clark, but when he least believes what he says, amen. Say. Come on. So I looked at the poll. 40% in this poll that are self-described Christians do not believe that Jesus Christ was perfect and divine. And you might be here today, well, he was just a man. No, he wasn't just a man. He's a God man. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Scriptures are clear on this. He was sinless. He was the spotless Lamb of God given by His Father God so you and I could be saved. He wasn't another Joe. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Come on. 66% of self-described Christians do not believe the Holy Spirit is a living entity and a person of the Godhead, but rather a symbol of God's power and presence. Well, friend, the Holy Spirit is God. Do I understand everything about God? No. But God is a one God in three persons, a triune God, God the Father, God the Son, God the what? He's not just that little dove thing you pin on you. Did you hear me say? He's more than a symbol. But this is what self-described Christians believe. About the same amount, two-thirds, do not believe that Satan is a living being, but simply a what? Symbol of what? Evil. Well, does the Bible say the devil is real? Absolutely. Where's this come from? Keep looking. You read this poll, it's like somebody's drunk. However, two out of three Christians that were polled believe that a person can be under the influence of evil spiritual forces such as demons or evil spirits. So it's just a symbol, but do you believe people can be, you know, under the influence of the devil? Oh, yeah, I believe that. Count me in on that one. Is this how you want to live your life, like a yo-yo, or do you want to know what you believe? Amen. Come on. 40% of Christians polled contend that their religious faith, say it with me, has not what? Yeah, I'm going to give you a little hint. If you don't believe something, don't expect it to impact you. Did you hear me? That number, 40%, goes with most of this poll. 40% say it's not greatly impacted their life. Yeah, because 40% don't believe anything anyway that say they believe. Did you hear me? And unfortunately, many are running the churches in America today. And when somebody starts to believe, can't have that. You're out. We like it the way it was, like grandma and granddad did. Well, I'd rather have faith. Amen? 40%. We're not sure if a person, listen to this one, must either side with God or with Satan. Well, I'm not sure, you know, somebody needs to make a choice on which. However, listen to this, the drunk thing again. However, 75% of them said they believe the most important purpose in their life is to love God with all their heart, with all their mind, and with all their soul. Well, obviously, that mind part ain't part of it. Because you got a mind to see the Word of God, and you got a mind to read it, and you got a mind to believe it, but you choose not to. But yeah, but I believe that's what I'm supposed to do. But yeah, but you're not. Y'all with me or not? Am I putting you to sleep this morning, taking you to the polls? See, I love this kind of stuff. Almost 50% disagree, listen now, or do not strongly agree. They either disagree or they do not strongly agree that the Bible is accurate in all its principles and teachings. Well, don't ever expect to believe something that you don't believe. Hello out there. Don't ever expect to believe something that you don't believe is accurate. Amen, say. You won't. That's dumb. Well, I believe something I don't believe. No, you're smoking something. And you're fooling yourself. Almost 50% agree. Almost 50% of self-described Christians agree that the Bible, the Quran, and the Book of Mormon are all expressions of the same spiritual truth. Are you hearing me? Now, not for us today, put other people down. I'm not doing that message for this reason. I'm just showing the insanity and the schizophrenia, of Christianity so often. God never intended it to be that way. He wants us to believe it or not. Don't try to play the middle, dude. Did you hear me say, you believe it or not? Okay? Where are you at? Now, very interesting, though, look at this. The Christians in that poll who define themselves as one who made a personal commitment to Jesus Christ, who believe that when they die, they'll go to heaven because they confessed their sin and had accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior, they almost were twice as likely to believe the right things that the Bible teaches. Did you hear me? So it sounds to me like a true belief in Jesus Christ really does matter. Are you hearing me? A true commitment to Christ really does change your life. Just from polling data. And it seems to say that many that say they describe themselves as Christians, yet they don't believe, haven't made that commitment to Christ. Are you hearing me? Keep looking. Here's what those that describe themselves as, they didn't say it, but born again, new creatures in Christ, they believe more than 2-1 over the poll that the Bible is completely and totally accurate. See, that's what I want you to believe. Because that's what the Bible says. That's what God wants you to believe. That God is omniscient, that God is omnipotent, and He's the creator of everything that is. This is what they're more likely to believe when they truly make their commitment to Christ and they describe themselves as one that did that. That Jesus was and is perfect and what? Divine. That the Holy Spirit is a living person of the Godhead. That Satan is a living being and that one must side either with God or the devil. It's called the broad way or the what? The narrow way. Which are you going to choose? Isn't that what Jesus said? Sure. So, the new series, we're just getting started now. It's called, say it with me again, Believe It or Not. You ain't going to sleep on me yet, are you? It's just fixing to get good. Come on. Here we go. Here we go. I ain't even give you the title yet of the sermon. Here it is right here. The Worst Substance Abuse. Would you say that with me? The Worst Substance Abuse. One more time. My background, I came from a drunk family. I came from that environment. That's the way I grew up. That's what I saw until I was age 16. I never saw any different. Every day. My mother, one night sitting drunk, watched a television show. It was Billy Graham, the preacher, going off with I came in after partying that night. She'd been watching Billy Graham. Even though she was drunk, somehow the message of the gospel got through. And she said, we're going to church in the morning. I cussed her out, slammed my door. I was meaner, mad than a hornet. Next morning we went. 3 weeks later, my mother and I put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ. We confessed our sins. We believed that Jesus died on the cross. I didn't know it all. I had no idea much of this. But best I could, I put my F-A-I-T-H in Jesus, my faith in Jesus Christ. My mother immediately went home and poured out her Pabst Blue Ribbon down the sink. She never drank another drop, ever. But alcohol still remained a part of my family. My stepdad continued to drink. And several years later, about maybe 10 years later or so, he murdered my mother, and he shot himself. Okay? I know a little bit about substance abuse in my line of work. There's a lot of it right here in this room. Why can I say that? Because this is the reality of our world. Are you hearing me, yes or not? Yes or no, okay? I want to tell you what the worst substance abuse is. That's my title. Hang in here with me. Come on, let's go. We're rolling. Do you believe God? Do you believe God? Do you believe God? Do you believe God? So many in that poll, they say they believe. I'm a Christian, but you don't believe God. I watched the movie. It's based on a true story. You're going to fire the preacher because he gets up talking about something that's true. Do you believe God or not? Are you hearing me in the church today? Do you believe God or not? Listen, we believe a family member. How many have a family member lie to you before? Raise your hand up. I believe them. They lied like a dog. We believe a friend. How many had a friend lie to you? Come on, let's keep going. We believe a religious speaker. How many ever heard some of them jokers lying lately? Come on. And I'm one of them. Come on, it's up here. It's crazy I even picked this profession. We believe a what? How many heard them lie lately? Well, their lips were moving. I'm sorry, I'm terrible. We believe a news anchor. Guys, we believe a news anchor. We do. We pick our favorite one and we put our faith in him, don't we? But you won't believe God? Are you kidding me? We believe a newspaper. Well, it was in the newspaper. It must be true. Are y'all alive? We believe a tradition. We believe a tradition. Something mama did, grandma did, it's been handed down. And so we just got to do it. And you know what? We'll just keep doing that as if it's the gospel. We believe a telemarketer. They'll call us. We don't even know them rascals. And they'll tell us, okie dokie, I believe you. Go ahead and send it on to me. We believe a get rich quick scheme. Now, let's be honest. How many ever believed a get rich quick scheme and you fell for it? Let me see your hand in the room. Come on, come on. Easy way to make the money. Yeah, oh, yeah. Lie, but you won't believe God. We believe, look at this one. We believe a billboard. What do I mean? I was just coming back to Florida last week, headed down 75. And I come into Florida. There it is, billboard after billboard. Disney World tickets, $19. At the Florida Visitor Center. And then you get to that exit, and you look over there, there's a little yellow shack about 10 by 10. You think Florida's going to pot here. If that's the Florida Visitor Center, it's just a lie. You didn't read the fine print. You got to do this to get that for $19. I believe I'll go pay the $100. Here we go. Wait a minute, back it up. There's something else we believe. We believe a roadside sign. Yeah, we will. There they stick some of these signs out on the corner of the road that says, work from home, make $1,000 a week. You seen them before? Yeah, oh, sure you have. The only fellow that's making $1,000 at home is the guy who put the signs out, and you paying him to stay home for $1,000. You understand? Don't we believe other mess? Say yes or no. Did you get the point this morning? Good. But not God. And I don't believe that Bible. No, you can't. You know, that Bible was written by all them men, you know. Over the many years, you can't believe the Bible. I've heard it all. Usually coming out of crazy people's mouth. You hearing me today? I know this is a tough message. I ain't so sure I can believe that Bible stuff now, you know. Yeah, but you'll believe the telemarketer. Or the politician. But you won't believe God. Oh, but I'm a Christian. Do you see how crazy it sounds? Stay with me. The message is going to turn now and get really crazy. Say it with me. Believe it or not. Come on. Here we go. I call this message the worst substance abuse. And I'm looking out on several substance abuse counselors. I got several in the room here this morning. And they're going, they're ready to argue with me. Yeah. We'll see. Come on. The worst substance abuse. Would you say this verse with me? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Did you see that big word over there? Say it with me one more time. Now, faith is the of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Let's go now and let's discuss what we've been talking about. The worst substance abuse. See, I'm going to tell you something right now. I believe it's abusive to say you believe God or that you're a Christian. I think it's abusive to say you're a Christian. that you describe yourself as a Christian and you don't believe the Christ who died for you. Did you hear me, yes or no? To me, that's abusive. That's the angle I'm giving this message from today. The worst kind of substance abuse. What does the word substance mean? That verse says, now the faith is the substance of things hoped for. The word substance means matter. Substance. It means something that has mass. Substance. It has a mass about it. Substance. It's something that occupies what? Space. Substance is something that... I just had some substance right here sitting in that chair. Larry made me... Hi, Larry. Larry made me a drink. It's water, cold water, with like some kind of a mango tea something in it. Well, that was the substance inside that bottle. It occupies space of that bottle. Did you see that? That's what substance is. Substance is also the meaning of what? Thought. Substance. The meaning of a thought. So, my head started spinning as I was putting this series together, the message together. People need what? People need substance. People need something to fill that space. Did you hear me today? Something. People need something to fill that space. People are looking for something to fill and occupy their what? Their life. Substance. Many turn to what? Alcohol. They turn to drugs. And we call it what? I didn't make this up. We call it what? It's called substance abuse. I just think it's interesting. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Substance, something that fills space. People turn to alcohol and drugs and abuse that because they're trying to fill that what? They're trying to fill that space. By the way, alcohol is the leader in abused substances more than all other drugs combined. Alcohol. Why am I doing this? Well, I just thought I would. 40%. This was in this week's newspaper. How many saw the article on alcoholism in the paper this week? 40% of people incarcerated in American prisons today. 40% were under the influence of alcohol when committing their crimes. 40% didn't know what they were doing, or they were under some kind of influence of a substance. Did you hear me? Mitchell and I were riding the other day to Tampa. We helped dedicate a restaurant. Thursday, he sang the national anthem there, and I went up Saturday and met with the staff and the leaders. I actually got to meet the founder of Outback, who started Outback years ago. This is a new chain he's starting. He had to hear me speak for 10 minutes. I thought that was funny. But we're riding down the road. Did you know another word for alcohol is also called what? How many knew that before? You knew that before you got here today. Sure. It's called spirits. Why is alcohol, where did it come from? It just intrigued me for a moment in the message. Just bear with me. It comes from an Arabic word, al-ghul. You're right, that's the word ghul. Did you see that? Al-ghul. It was used by alchemists. It means to deaden the body or the spirit. It's also where we get the English word ghoul from. That's why when you see somebody who's wasted, they look like a ghoul and a fool. Did you hear me today? Now, that's just a little sideline on alcohol. But I'm talking about substance abuse and the worst kind. Abusing the substance of alcohol does several things. Now, watch it. It does what? Fills the space. It does what? Deadens the body and the spirit. And it does this. It leads to what? And even what? Alcohol leading killer on the highway. In my view, I don't have the science behind it, but I believe I could prove it if I looked hard enough. I believe alcohol is the number one killer health-wise, too, period, hands down. I'm talking about it leads to this, it leads to that, it leads to this, it leads to that, it leads to this. Number one in abuse in your family. You hear me? Okay, we're talking about abuse substances. I want to throw that in there so you could see it, because I'm calling today's message the worst substance abuse. So alcohol, abusing it, people do that to try to fill the space. It deadens the body and spirit. It leads to trouble and to even death. But wait a minute. Guess what? Guess what? Guess what? Guess what? Here we go. Guess what? Fills the space, quickens the body, makes it alive, and quickens the spirit. Guess what? Leads to peace and happiness and gives you everlasting life. Somebody take a wild guess what that is. Faith! Did you hear me? So that poll was sounding like it's by a bunch of drunk people. What do I mean by that? Guys, listen. We are crazy not to believe God. Did you hear me or not? Come on, we are crazy not to believe God. Faith is the what? Is that what the Bible said? Did I make that up? Faith is the what? I never saw it before. I never saw it before. I never saw it. I mean, I knew this verse. I've memorized. I've preached it. Who can tell how many times? But Mitch and I were riding home the other day. And talking and just having a conversation about people who are abusing alcohol, abusing drugs. So many times they can't even hardly at times hear or want a spiritual relationship with God. Because they have their substance. Say they have their substance. And God in His Word, He is trying to tell us, church, nothing will ever fill that space. Except what? Faith is the what? Faith is the what? Faith is the what? It's the substance, man. It just amazed me after our conversation. We weren't talking about a message series. No, we just were talking. And when I got back, I was just amazed. Well, actually, it hit me right then when I heard it. But then I got home. But God could not have picked a better or more complete word than the word what? To describe what faith in Him really is to the believer. Did you know what you have, your faith, is really all you need? It fills everything right there that you need. Faith in Jesus Christ. Did you hear me? It's incredible. Faith is our what? I hope I didn't lose you. I know I've been a little all over today, but it's okay. We can do this. Real faith in God can never be abused. Would you say that with me? Real faith in God can never be what? Oh, you can drink too much alcohol. You can shoot up a little too much. You can pop a few too many, can't you, pills? I'm going to tell you something right now. Real faith in God can never be abused. Now, people in the name of religion abuse faith in the name of faith, and they abuse others. Yes? But real solid faith in God can never be abused. What do I mean? I can never have too much faith. You ever heard somebody say, well, he's just too heavenly mighty, ain't no earthly good? Amen? You ever heard somebody say, you know, he got religion, he gone a little crazy. I'm not talking about going crazy, guys, flopping in the floor like a chicken, doing crazy mess. I'm talking about, would you stop and just believe God and believe His Word? Are y'all hearing me today or not at church? It's a strong message today. I can never have too much faith. My problem is I don't have enough. I can never believe God too much. It's a compliment if you'll come up to me and say, Clark, you just believe God too much. I'll go, well, thank you very much. Listen. I can never trust God too much. I can never. This is the one substance that I can't never get too much of. Because it's the one thing that fills that space. I can never have too much what? In God. You just got too much confidence in God. Well, that's what that movie was saying about that pastor. They were just saying, you believe that stuff too much. You don't really believe that place called heaven really exists, do you? Well, why wouldn't I? God said it did. I'll believe him before I'll believe you, a family member, a friend, a crazy billboard, a telemarketer, a politician, a newspaper, a newscast. I'll believe him before I believe any of that and before I believe you. Did you hear me? Shouldn't that be our position? Shouldn't God get the benefit of the doubt? Yes or no? Come on. By the way, the words faith and believe are mentioned over 500 times just in the New Testament. You think we would get the message if one word, one thought is mentioned over more? It's really mentioned probably 600-700 times, to be honest with you, but it's over 500 times in the New Testament. It's the one thing you need to do and I need to do. Have I driven this home pretty hard today? Keep looking. To not have faith, this is the point of the title, to not have faith, to not believe God, to not trust God, to not have complete confidence in God, in my opinion, is the worst substance abuse. That is the worst substance abuse. See, faith is a substance of things hoped for. And to take what you have, and you have the opportunity to have, and not to max it out, to not go for it, yet to say, I don't believe it, is the worst kind of true substance abuse. Did you get the meaning now of the title? The worst thing a man can do is not to get himself drunk on a bottle of alcohol. I don't like it. That ain't the worst thing you can do. The worst thing a man can do is live this life and lose his own soul. That's the worst thing you can do. To not have faith in Jesus Christ is the worst thing you will ever do. God says, faith is the one thing that matters. Faith is the one thing that matters. Faith is the one thing that matters. I'm going to close the message and we're done. Faith is the one. We're talking a series now, believe it or not. We already see 40% out there that say they believe. At least 40%, sometimes it's as much as two-thirds. People that describe themselves as Christians do not believe God or believe God's Word. And God says it's the one thing that you better have. Because you'll never be complete, but also you'll never have me. Look at this scripture. Hebrews 11:6. But without what? It is what? To please, you may as well say God right there. Read it again. But without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that comes to God, hi God, it's me, I'm showing up on Sunday. For he that comes to God must what? It's more than pulling your car up to a church or sitting and listening to a preacher or putting some money in an offering plate or getting christened or whatever. Guys, it all comes down to, for he that comes to God must what? I don't care what you describe yourself as. You can describe yourself as a Christian all day long. If you don't believe, you're not. For he that comes to God must what? That he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that what? That old word, diligently seek him, is that word is you can't never get enough of me. You drink it up. You can't ever abuse faith, real faith. You can't ever do it too much. You drink it up, baby. You seek him. That's what God wants out of you. We just studied Matthew 7 for about 4 weeks. Look at what Jesus says. Faith's the one thing you got to have. Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, is going to enter the kingdom of heaven. We did this, we did that. Nah. But he that does the will of my Father, which is in heaven, which is to trust Christ. Many are going to say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name? Didn't we talk a good talk? Didn't we cast out some devils? We did some pretty mighty things. In the name of you, Lord, we did many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, say it with me, I never what? Depart from me, you that work iniquity. You did all this, but you didn't do this. You didn't believe me. Say, yes, y'all with me or not? Have I lost you? I wore you out, didn't I, this morning? Feel beat up? Ooh, like a roller coaster ride? Listen, faith, do you believe it or not? I was watching that movie and it bothered me. I sure don't want to walk up on you someday and hear you talking. And hear that you say, well, that heaven stuff, you don't believe that stuff, do you? Get ready, I'm going to choke you. You hear me? Believe it or not, why don't you be man enough to just say, I don't believe it? Instead of trying to play the game. See, I think you'd be in better shape if you said, I don't believe it. At least you'd be, I think you'd be in better shape to maybe finally believe it one day than to be drinking the whiskey, baby, that you're okay. Because you're trying to fill that hole. That unbelief, we fill it with all kinds of stuff, man, unbelief. Instead of the real thing, Jesus Christ. I'm done. God made everything that is. You can go out and look at it. God created us in His image and His likeness. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. God gave His one and only Son as a sacrifice for all people everywhere. God gave us His written what? Word. God gave us eyes to see, ears to hear, heart that can feel. And He gave us a mind that can what? Process. The Bible says we're without excuse if we don't fill that space with faith in Him. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world, say it with me, are what? Clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead. Say that last part with me. So that they are without excuse. Here's the question. Believe it or not? Let's thank the Lord for His word this morning. Amen. I'm done. Come on. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. That was a good word.